Many people in the Middle East have no chance to vote for their government, but they did have a chance to vote for the Arab world's superstar singer. It was a six-month contest conducted over the internet. The voting culminated last night, and NPR's Julie McCarthy has an update.
Syrians last night cleared the streets of Damascus. Palestinians stayed home from work. Jordanians assembled under huge outdoor screens. Throughout the Middle East, millions encamped in living rooms. To catch the results of the televised song competition titled Superstar, dubbed the most popular entertainment show the Arab world has produced. Palestinian Amine Atala hosted a sing-along party for the occasion in Jerusalem.
At work, we talk about it. At break times, we talk about it. In the streets, they talk about it. The music, you hear it now on cassettes and CDs.
The Star Search, broadcast on Lebanon's Future Television, is an Arabic version of the British hit Pop Idol, the prototype for American Idol. 25-year-old Nancy Awadalla says the contest has galvanized viewers yearning for a break in a conflict-torn region.
We've been through hell these days, so it's fun. Second, the voices, the sounds are great. And most importantly, something for Arabs. For the first time, they are doing something instead of politics. And that's a huge thing to do.
Under the banner of Lipton Tea sponsor, Try the Taste of Fame, 153 contestants from Egypt, the Palestinian territories, the United Arab Emirates, and elsewhere vied for the chance to become the voice of the Arab world. The decision was in the hands of viewers who voted on the internet or sent a text message on their mobile phone. This 41-year-old civil engineer says it's as close to a democratic experiment as he's gotten.
I was saying today that this is the first time that the Arab people got to vote on something. Are you going to quote me on this? No names, huh?
By the time balloting closed last night, 4.8 million people had voted, and the contest came down to a Syrian beauty named Ruaida Atiya and an operatic-sized Jordanian named Diana Karzon. She's not slim, says 75-year-old Mohammed Shaban, but she's all woman. 47-year-old Nuha Musla sits in a party of two dozen men, veiled women, and jean-clad teens, and nods agreement about Diana.
Beautiful voice, and she does it in a respectable way, and you just swim with her, you just go along. You forget who's in front of you. It's just a beautiful song, and all the classical songs.
These amateur singers have revived the classics popularized by the legendary Egyptian diva Umm Kulthum, among others, with lyrics that have successfully crossed generations. Viewers, young and old, argue about which contestant performs the old standards better. 10-year-old Zaina wages 75-year-old Mohammed that Ruaida of Syria will beat out Diana of Jordan.
I will say for you, you will give me the 20 shekels.
No, you give me 40 shekels.
Disagreements weren't always so convivial. Reports out of Lebanon say that when the Lebanese frontrunner was eliminated last week, crowds stormed the stage in Beirut and pelted the show hosts with anything they could grab. The two female finalists also aroused their share of nationalist passion, with Syria and Jordan airing special programs on their new heroines. Newspaper ads in Jordan said, "Give your voice to the most beautiful voice." And when the host of the seven-hour extravaganza announced the winner, Diana Karzon, supporters of the 19-year-old Jordanian erupted. The success of the Arabic-style Star Search has reversed the fortunes of the Lebanese satellite channel Future TV, and the fun's just beginning. Competition organizers say more than 10,000 contestants have already applied for the chance to become Superstar of the Arabs, too. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.